You're with Over Coffee this afternoon with Dot Cannon. You know, most of us can do one or two creative things well. Imagine if you could do everything well, including filmmaking, interior design, writing, and onstage performance. That is actually reality for Renaissance woman Ildi Lee, who is on site at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. According to her website, Ildi's professions include entertainer, director, and linguist. That's just the tip of the iceberg here. On the day we spoke, Ildi was at the Festival of Books as a member and past president of writers group Southwest Manuscripters. They, by the way, have been around since 1949. She's the executive editor and project director for their new 2013 anthology entitled When Words Collide. First, we started off by talking about Southwest Manuscripters' work. This organization, incidentally, has won awards, and Ray Bradbury was one of their members. Tell me about what you published in When Words Collide, please.
Words Collide is an anthology. It's a collection of many, many writers. We all belong to the Southwest Manuscripters, and our most famous member was Ray Bradbury for over 55 years. A wonderful man who inspired us, and some of them we have very successful writers and budding writers. So this is a collection of all the different budding and successful writers' work. It's interesting. We have also a section on history and a section of how, when we have fun, parties and events. And if you go through this book, you're going to find not only good writing, but also you're going to find new friends, because everybody has a little write-up, and so you will know about us.
Tell me about what you've written.
Oh, do we have 2-3 days?
How about telling me about some of your favorite experiences writing?
Well, if you go on my website, you're going to see I have 32 hobbies and professions. So I am really busy. But some of them is, of course, writing, poetry. I just won the Shakespeare Poetry Awards twice, actually. And so I am very much into writing. I write in 3 languages, Hungarian, French, and English. And I'm also a singer, a songwriter. I had in Europe hit records and made up the chart, which was fun. Did a lot of television, a lot of activities. It was great. And also, I have so many different areas. I do a little hosting, the television producer. I don't do it anymore, but I used to. And interviewing people, just like yourself, you do. It's fun.
I want to know about the work for which you won the Shakespeare Prize.
The Shakespeare Prize, it was for the city of Torrance, and we had many, many prizes, and one of them was mine with a poem which is actually here in this anthology. It's about Venice, Moonlight over Venice, and it's a poem that compared a little bit Venice to a beautiful woman.
You know what I'm going to ask you. Would you read the first stanza of your poem for me, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. I had it open here, just 1 second to get it back. And of course, when you're in a hurry, you never find what you need. Okay, here it is. Okay, Moon over Venice. Venice is seductive at night, rising naked from the waters, like Botticelli's Venus, sensuous bride of the Adriatic Sea. Her teasing caresses are caught in the silver net of the full moon. Her ghostly beauty emerges from the murky waters as I glide in silent gondolas without you now. And it goes on. And the last word is kind of interesting, because it says, suddenly I understand how small my world has been in search of new frontiers, while Venice is awaiting its fate, sitting on a death row. These bridges, palaces, and gondoliers are but future marble graves, like your memories, this city, with all its treasures, sometimes soon will sink beneath the waves.
That's a beautiful poem. Thank you. How, with everything you do, with having been a pop star, with writing, with all your other hobbies and everything, how did you first get interested in writing?
In writing was always very big in my mind. I am related to the Hungarian Hemingway, who was a cousin in my family. And so writing was always in my mind. And when I knew how to write, I mean, I was born in Hungary. And after the revolution, we went to France. And in France, in Paris, when I know 50 words, the first thing I was trying to see how they rhyme between themselves. And so I started to write songs. And that's how I was a songwriter. I wrote more than 400-500 songs in three languages. And after the songs, I started to branch off. And so now I am writing all kinds of different things, even fiction, nonfiction. I have a method for children to learn French through songs. You have everything through songs, even conjugation, verbs, everything. You sing songs and you learn. The children learn by playing musical chairs. So this is, I do a bunch of different things. And life is great. I can't wait to work, to produce, to do things. And I love life, and I love people, and I love peace, and I am working. Everything I do, it's always in the background of my mind, the green stuff, the earth, to love each other, to respect each other, to, we have such a small amount of time on this earth, so instead of bickering and killing each other, hey, let's love each other. And I'm trying to push that in everything I do, in every media. That's my goal.
And while Ilse has won several prizes for her poetry, her longtime manager, Michael Scanlon, says she's been successful in a number of other creative ventures. She is really an amazing lady.
In 2001, she did the original Dream Home for the Art Center. And you, if check under press, she's a world-renowned remodeler, and she raised $1 million for the Art Center.
In fact, Ildi had pictures with her of the dream home she had designed. The style that you've done here, it's the full the eye style where you look into the distance almost, the perspectives.
Yes, that's exactly. I was a little bit inspired by, in Paris, the conciergerie where Marie Antoinette was held before she was beheaded. And it has all these arches. And
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Here's the 2001 dream home. For the Art Center. Yeah,
my
she
goodness.
Made a palace. Here it is, the full capacity.
Is there anything this talented woman cannot do?
No, there's just nothing that she can't do. She's just unstoppable. She had 2 weeks to practice for the Brentwood Symphony with Alvin Mills. She was the star of the symphony.
Well, Ildi, what goes through your head when you have 2 weeks to practice and it's going to be a demanding role? Now you step on stage and people are going to expect top-notch performance.
I am scared to death, but being scared should not stop you from doing what you want and you need to do. And you have to have confidence in yourself. I was very lucky to have very loving parents, and they give me lots of love and lots of confidence. And that's what we need to do to children, so they feel that the world is theirs, that they can do anything they want to. I have the feeling I can do anything I want to, and sometimes, of course, I can't. But if you go out with the fact that you will do it, then you find a way most of the time to achieve your goals.
And Michael says her talents as a stage performer also include a very unexpected role.
And she's the only Elvis impersonator in the entire world.
I cannot turn this off without asking you about Elvis. Do you mind telling me about Elvis?
Absolutely. Elvis was always a very big icon in my mind. And I always wanted to be Elvis. And when I had a guitar and I started to play, I always played Elvis songs. And then I find out one day that I can make really big voice on stage. I can really sound like him. And so I started to look like him. And so now I can get a full costume. And what's strange about it, that I become Elvis on stage. And I have a one-hour show when I wrote the show myself, so our writers come here in. Everything comes in together, the writers, the singers, the actors, in that show. And when I am in stage and I leave the love story, this is basically the love story between Elvis and Priscilla, and when I live through this love story, I become Elvis and I feel like him. And it's amazing. And I look like him and I sound like him.
There you are on stage, normally a really pretty blonde woman who reminds me a whole lot more of Lady Gaga than of Elvis. And suddenly you're Elvis. What are you thinking? What's going through your head?
That anything is possible in life.